Welcome back to the third episode of the SNW Central Podcast. We still don't have a name because we're boring.
That's right.
Put your name suggestions in the comments.
Yeah.
Audience engagement.
Do we get comments? I think we got a couple comments. We got some on the first one.
Mostly ASM requests, but yeah, we got comments.
That's right, we got an ASM request on the
Could
one of our...
Could you do a Lunar Magic tutorial, please?
It was more than that. Anyway, Dan's not here this week, so we have someone else with us. We have
Hello.
The lovely Evie.
Hello.
Everyone's favorite admin. Don't tell Idle.
Of course.
I won't tell it, don't worry.
Idle better not listen to this one.
Eh, whatever. She'll probably just... I don't know. She won't care.
By the time this is uploaded, Evie will just be demoted and gone.
Oh, no. Well, it was great having you.
Thanks. I'll miss you.
But no, how are you doing?
I'm all right today.
That's good.
Just enjoying the rest of my Sunday.
It is raining here. It's just overcast and raining.
I wish it was raining
nice and
here.
Sunny
it's
here.
Very cold.
I'm enjoying the weather.
It's slightly raining, but... Oh, well.
Yeah. It would be nicer if it was better outside, but I wasn't planning on going outside today anyway, so whatever.
I don't mind a bit of rain. I kind of like it. Don't question us. I'm just a weird person who happens to like the rain.
There hasn't been much rain here, so... What?
It might be...
Shall we get the Eevee introduction?
We'll get that in a sec.
Alright.
Yeah. But yeah, so we've got a show planned... with some talk about, because it's right around Halloween, this will come out after, or right around. But so we're going to talk a little bit about some spooky hacks and other things like that later on in the show. But before we get to that, we will start off with site news. So, the big thing happening right now is the 72-hour SPC contest. It is themed around... You have to compose a song based off of spooky images that were provided. Not just like a theme, like make a ghost house or something like that. No, I looked at the image. There's a haunted or like a creepy looking forest, a really like run down looking house, and some other stuff.
Odd little set of folks at gravestones. Some of the images are page sized. Some of them are wallpaper sized.
I think we need some hyper realistic blood, if you ask me.
Me too.
Gore.
Like it's not scary if you don't have a hyper realistic blood.
Rip and scare.
How do you add hyper realistic blood to a song?
Sampling of people dying.
It's a Lavender Town theme backwards.
You just hear off in the distance.
Wilhelm scream ported to SMC.
I'm surprised no one's done that yet.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. But so the 72-hour SPC is currently going, which means by the time this podcast goes out, it will actually be done. So obviously we don't know like any of the entries for it, because well, there might have been a couple that have come in by now, but the majority probably haven't. And we obviously can't comment on winners or who we think are best or anything like that. But I think judging these shorter contests usually doesn't take too long. So we'll probably see some results in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, with the public judging and all, you can actually see the progress of the judging, which is nice.
Let's be honest. I'm going to join and win, even though I know absolutely nothing about music, but, you know...
Hell, me just, too, thanks.
That's the confidence I like to hear.
Collab with me. I know nothing about
recording. I've never composed a song in software in my life. Actually, I have, but it was for classical music. That's irrelevant.
I've never tried it. I have never attempted it. Maybe I could, but I've just never tried it. So that's happening now, and yeah, we will look forward to the results sometime soon. Nice. Other news, the staff applications happened a while ago. The new staff that were chosen have already been in position for a week or two at this point, but just to recognize them... Mathos and Tellink1 were selected for ASM mods. Okana was re-promoted to be a music mod, and Burke and Pincy were both promoted into graphics mods. So
good on you, folks.
Yeah, we're happy to have them on the team, and I've already seen them around the Discord a lot. So they're pretty active.
It's
right
a good
now.
Sign.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's where I see most of what goes on, honestly. It's like I don't post on the site that much anymore, but I'm always around in the Discord, so at least I feel useful in some...
That's the way it be.
...vague way. anybody have any other news?
I have an inability to use a mouse, so no.
I thought that was your news. This just in, Ivy can't use mice.
Bam. Silenced.
Yeah, he's not allowed to click or type anything, because last time he clicked and typed the entire hour.
It was brutal. Rest in peace, everyone's ears.
Wouldn't you just, you know, demote him for that? Like, just... How could you?
Well, I don't have those powers, but you do.
Yes. Goodbye, Ivy.
Did we ever decide if we were doing a BLDC collab or not?
Was for it? X?
Yeah, BLDC X collab. Is that ever...
Honestly, it seems like a joke at this point, but we're still not entirely sure
what
the...
There are still judging going on.
I mean, the judging's not done, but we're still not sure how we're going to handle the collab. There's just such a huge challenge in front of us.
It got a bit too ambitious.
So it's not for sure X.
Yeah, I mean... There's two ways that we could do the collab. The first would be the way that we intended all along, which I think was that whole two ROM solution that Vitor had in mind. So that was that. But if they can't pull that one off, or something else gets in the way, there was talk of doing like a top 50 or something like that. I'm not sure. It's up in the air, and I think a lot of people just want it to be done.
Rest in peace, worst world.
In my personal opinion, I kind of think we don't need it at this point. It's gone so long. The collab will come out after the next VLDC begins.
As initiated.
Like it's very likely that next time we'll have a VLDC, it's actually just going to be a best of rather than like every single... Envy.
Certainly looking viable.
The sheer scale of this contest and everything we had in mind, as I said, it was way too ambitious.
You know, nobody wants to hear it, and I get yelled at for these opinions. But I genuinely believe that the route we've gone with VLDC being this creative freedom within the confines of like vanilla graphics or whatever has both been a boon and a detriment to the contest.
Yeah. It's like reached a universal equilibrium. It's expanded to the maximum heat dilation, and there's going to be a big crunch.
Ivy's trying to be a smart man.
The end
man.
Of his life. And for all you Rick and Morty fans out
there, I
was
a scientist.
Intelligent discourse.
But no, I think having some restrictions in place is a good thing. But... Yeah. Every time I talk about restrictions, for the most part, people
there's a little mention, backlash.
Yeah, there's a bit of backlash because it's restrictions of creativity. And yes, but I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm making any policy for the site or whatever, because that's not my job. But I feel like we might have to do something with the with involving the users in terms of what do we want to do for the next ones, because I think we reached a tipping point with X. I wasn't there for the majority of it, but I'm seeing the results of it now as staff and the general user opinion and things like that.
I know how disappointing it is to be on the cutting room floor, because I submitted an entry, a mediocre one, so I'll be in the bulk of the people who are probably just not going to see the spotlight if things go as they might be.
Yeah, I mean,
the way it is.
One thing we did do is LDC, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think In my opinion, again, not about setting policy for SMUs here or anything, I think what we probably should do to, like, I don't know if everyone's going to agree, but, like, to sort of replace the idea of the LDC, where a lot of the attraction for the LDC is having to work in the collab, is just running more sort of well-organized collabs that people can work in and have, like, a VLDC-style collab rather than just a contest. Something along those lines, maybe.
I think I would like to see... I say this as the person who created the VLDC.
The legend FP0. Wow.
Thank you. I think 10 years uninterrupted, consecutive, is a pretty damn good track record for a contest. I think we don't need VLDC to happen right away next year in February or whenever it begins these days. I think we probably need some time off from the VLDC as a site. Now, maybe if that just means, maybe that means skip a year. Maybe that just means delay 6 months and start it in summer or something like that. But I think we could do with some revamping of how we handle the contest, more than just the judges, the way we handle judging. I think the fundamental aspects of the contest need some rethinking.
I mean, I believe it's been getting, like, each one's been getting consecutively bigger for the past few years now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can't really...
sustain itself.
Yeah, exponentially big each year.
Yeah.
Eventually it's just going to get really, really stupid. And I mean, it kind of already has.
The, I have statistics for the originals, basically. The first one was something like, I want to say it was like 30-something entries, because it was, you know, it wasn't very many at the time. The next year, I want to say it nearly doubled, or did double. The third year, we hit like 120-something levels.
Primal fear.
After that, the VLDC 4, there was a whole bunch of weird blowback and stuff, and I basically restarted the contest with some heavy restrictions on it, and we got less. We got somewhere around like 80 or 90. And then 5, which was the last year I did anything with it, was about 100 again. Nice. The more restrictions you put in place, the less people enter.
We have LDC now, and there was like slightly less people in VLDC, so that seems to make sense.
Yeah,
I think also, say if we're doing what was discussed, like a best of, yeah. I also think doing a best of would encourage more quality levels, because, like, honestly, you do get a lot of people who make crap levels just so they can be intentionally in worst world, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're doing a best of, you don't really get that, and I think it kind of, it just encourages people to try a little harder, because there's a possibility of, yeah, I might not be in this one.
That might be an interesting way to, go about it. Yeah.
The bigger problem is probably just like the amount of normal levels, like people just trying, not trying to win, just trying to get their name out there, and then the worst world trolls are just self-contained. They're a very small proportion.
I think that's what Evie means is if you do only a best of as your
final
thing.
Actually trying.
Yeah. I mean, that's not to say the people who end up in the middle
I did
trying,
try, so I'm not speaking. Yeah, it's true. We do try, even those of us who don't make those stellar levels. But
I mean,
we'll
I was quite guilty, because even though I tried, I ended up making my level in like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than using the entire deadline for making levels.
Yeah, my total man hours for my level was probably like 5 or so. So it wasn't a lot.
The last contest I entered was Maggle 3, and Ty and I worked on that one. Probably over 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. And it was a rush by the end. We submitted it about half hour before the deadline.
I've got to be honest, I haven't really played anything like Maggle or any of those ones.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're kind of nightmarish. It's just like, try to 100%.
Yeah. So it's VLDC now, I guess.
The relay levels, yeah.
Matt's
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the LDCX and 11 in the future. But the yeah, there's some there's still some stuff to consider from the staff perspective. So we'll see. Obviously, the site we will let you guys know as we know more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, let's move on out of news. I want Evie to introduce themselves like we did in the first episode, just because, you know, we have somebody new in here. So,
well, long awaited.
Well, yeah, I'm Evie, and I'm one of the admins here on the site. And I'm generally into, like, game design and making levels and stuff like that. And I have been for a long time, and that's kind of how I found the site in the first place. Like, I think it was mentioned on the previous podcast was like the Super Mario Flash game. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
You're on Team Super Mario Flash too. Nice.
And yeah, that kind of appealed to me. And like, I'm going to be perfectly honest, like, I didn't grow up with a Mario series, right? Like, shocker. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't grow up with a Mario series. It just kind of appealed to me because making a level. And I didn't really know anything about Mario, and I didn't really realize how kind of, Well, not like bad, because I mean, obviously, this was like a 2007 Flash game or something like that. But I didn't really know how it stood in comparison to the rest of the series. But like, when I started finding out about the other games, I started getting the idea to edit them. And I did find Lunar Magic. It was like, I'd say 2009 or something. But I wasn't really good at using it, and I was one of the people who tried to edit graphics through the 8x8 editor.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you know, that was...
I don't think I ever really used that thing for editing graphics.
No.
I appreciate that it's there, but...
Little within the confines of VLTC, I remember that. There was some, like, I manually merged some sprites.
There's a rule that you're not allowed to use it, basically.
Yeah, and I did. Yeah. I manually merged sprites because the other process was like, I don't know how to do this, I'm just going to eyeball it. I think it worked, but no one knows.
Anyway, yeah, I basically played this Mario Flash game at after school club at the primary school with some friends, and we just made really stupid levels, you know, like, oh, avoid the raining Bowsers that are all spitting fireballs, good luck. And, yeah, I didn't kind of get into Lunar Magic until a few years later, and even then, the projects I made were kind of just to myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't really bother signing up to the site until 2012, and even then, I had no idea how to use sprites or music. I was just a guy who drew graphics, and I mean, people still give us compliments on the old graphics, but I kind of don't look back at my own stuff with much praise.
I know how that
and
goes.
I think the site really helped me out in that regard, and it really showed me all the resources that it was giving me access to. I remember the first thing I did, like literally the first thing I did when signing up to the site was submit a demo of like the first Sakari hack. And it was like a one world demo. I changed a bunch of the graphics, but I didn't add any custom music or any sprites. And Hadron, who was a hack mod back then.
I remember him.
I think he was the first person who talked to me, and he basically just sent me a PM and said, hey, you should add custom music and sprites into your hack. And I was like, I don't know how, but okay. And that's what we learned. And I'm kind of like a slow learner in that regard. I mean, I didn't bother with custom blocks until 2014, I'll admit. And I still don't know how to make music. I don't know how to make ASM, but I mean, it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, music would be a good hurdle to conquer.
That's always... I've never taken the time to try and learn how to do custom music.
I know how to make custom graphics, but I mean,
yeah,
drawing is kind of, you know, my thing, and I've always wanted to get better at it, and it's kind of my comfort zone.
I'd say you have gotten pretty damn good considering the comparison such that you've been showing off with your old version of the hack and the new version.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Even those little trophies that you make are just wonderful.
Speaking of which, I still have a few to finish. Thanks for yet another reminder.
I even have a few tucked up my sleeve from the Pokemon contest. I've been delving back into the pixel arts.
Nice.
Fun stuff.
Your trophies are quite nice. I'm sure people will be happy to see them.
Indeed, indeed. I'm excited to show them off.
Let's not spoil anything for
them. Yep.
Yeah, because people listen to this, right?
I still want revenge for you beating me in that contest, by the way.
Oh, boy.
You that was so close. That was such a close, close match.
Yeah, that was... the Pokemon is just nuts. I'm fearing fighting Tai-Tai, but we'll see how it plays out.
Are we doing more frequent Pokemon tourneys now, or are we giving it some time, please?
What'd you say, sorry?
Are we going to do more frequent Pokemon tourneys now, or are we giving it the same kind of pace?
It was almost 6 months between those. We might do something more frequent.
Yeah, there was talk of making them more frequent.
I might also advertise Foltos's poker mods, where it's like your Delta hand, and then you rotate ones that you don't like. You can like call, or you can switch them out.
That sounds pretty cool.
It's an interesting concept.
Is it like the, what was it? There was like the Battle Factory in one of the games or something like that, where you had random ones?
I don't remember the exact mechanics of that. Yeah, because instead of one at a time, it would be two at a time.
The thing that desperately need to bring back in the video games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that in Ultra Sun and Moon. They better do it. They're
like
all these features.
People always like say, like, I love the Battle Frontier. The Battle Frontier is the best. But I'm just like, I don't really care about the rest of the Frontier. I just want Battle Factory.
Yeah.
Like, you could give me just, like, the Battle Factory and I'd be happy.
Exactly. And once again, we find ourselves talking about Pokemon, so is there anything else you wanted to introduce?
Well,
it's hard not to talk about Pokemon when Eevee's name is literally Pokemon.
Yeah, like, my username is literally Eevee.
Right. And my name is just truncated Ivysaur 1996, so what makes you think?
Nice.
You should change your Halloween display name to that. Truncated Ivysaur.
Throwback.
I mean, my Halloween display name is now Pokemon Trainer, so...
The idol was Ceramic Mike 1995 for a while there, so it wouldn't be too strange.
Oh yeah, now she's a cat bath. Or something like that. I'm busy being Meatface Luigi.
Meatface Luigi. One of the strangest emoticons we have.
He's a piece of history.
I actually don't get it.
Nor
he's
do
a piece
I,
of history from VLDC 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's very important.
I won't ask when.
There's like an angry Kirby sprite that's a piece of history from the Super Mario Bros. X contest. These weird memes just emerge.
Yeah, that's what happens. You got a community, stuff happens.
Yep.
Before we move on from your intro, I wanted to ask, we've alluded to your hack a few times. Can you talk about it a little bit? Just because you're like one of the only people part of this making a hack?
Well, yeah, funnily enough... It's Sakari Remastered, and as the name suggests, it's kind of a remaster. Though I think even remaster stretching a bit. It's like a remake of that hack I mentioned before, Sakari.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got like a bunch of praise for it, but I don't really agree with a lot of that praise now, and I saw a lot of the flaws, and basically what I've been trying to do is fix them and just make the hack a lot better, because I think it could have been a lot better, and... I have been working on this a few years now, on and off, but I am happy with it, and regardless of whether you think it's good or bad, I mean, I at least think it's my most polished hack I've put out.
Very cool.
Like,
I released
another hack in 2014, which kind of had like a mixed response. People seemed to generally like it, but it was K-16 Story of Steel, and like the biggest complaint was I was kind of... really, really unforgiving when it came to difficulty. It wasn't Kaiser or anything, but I thought, let's make some scumbaggy levels, and that's what I did.
Nice.
I was going to say I should play that on stream, but it's like, no, I can't have to do that.
Yeah.
Would petrify myself in my seat.
I mean,
very
I wouldn't
wonderful.
I wouldn't suggest playing the original Sakari either. I would just wait until Remastered is finished, then you can play that all you want.
Yep.
Sounds good. Alright, so thanks for your intro.
No problem.
Enjoy.
I don't know how to transition yet. We're still learning how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, speaking of not transitioning properly...
Let's head us into the next topic. and pretend that was a transition.
So yeah, we're skipping gaming because we don't really have much. Yeah, we're jumping off of a cliff. Just like this podcast's ratings.
Ha! Good one.
Yeah, we're skipping gaming this. We do now.
I thought people had to watch it for it to get ratings.
Ooh.
That's true.
Zooey mama!
Everybody go and dislike this video now.
Yeah. Please dislike, unsubscribe. tell us how you personally are going to dismember us in the comments.
Dismember.
Report this channel. File a fake copyright claim to take the video down.
That's hitting a little too close.
Is that kind of reverse psychology? Like imply to everybody that will have very low self confidence in the podcast and that you should just dislike it and then they'll feel sorry for us and give it a like instead.
You've revealed our master plan.
Wasn't that bad on the podcast, Evie?
All according to Keikaku.
And fuck to that.
And yeah, be gone, gaming segment.
Yeah, that's getting out of here because it's probably going to get wrapped up in the main segment.
It's
so
just
filler. Because it's Halloween, we're going to just talk about some spooky material, creepypastas and stuff like that.
As I so eloquently put it, spooky spaghetti, creepy spaghetti. I don't know. That's the
spaghetti.
Hotel Mario.
The spaghetti that jumps out of its plate wraps around your neck and starts strangling the life out of you.
On top of spaghetti.
So there were a few Super Mario World creepypastas I remember. The big one was just Mario. Does anybody remember Mario in all
I think
caps?
We all do.
I'm uncultured
the one
in this,
that
I'm sorry.
Mario Central creator Asanio played, right?
Did he play it?
I think so. I think
maybe.
It was Super Mario World Central creator Asanio.
I think...
His full name is...
I think everyone remembers Mario. I just think the only person who doesn't want to remember it is, funnily enough, Adam. I think he's the only person who doesn't want to remember it.
Yeah. That was a weird hack. I'm trying to remember all of it, because it's been years at this point. The thing that I remember most of it was I think there was a really kind of disturbing... half-corrupted image inside the archive that the patch came with.
Oh my.
Was it in the archive, or was it
it was a link. It was in the archive, or it was a link to it, or something like
that. If you played the hack in a ZSS emulator, it would use that, ZSS exploit to create the image.
Detect the
I'm not going to name names. I've seen hacks that have tried to be, scary and edgy and have just downright failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really like there's not too many I can think of that actually kind of bring off a creepy vibe.
Yeah.
Well, there is a hack that came out not too long ago and you know Underway?
Yes.
He and some others kind of collaborated on a hack which is just called the apostrophe or something like that.
Everyone said that one was really good.
It was called something like that, but...
It was apostrophe there.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
One that I saw was... sorry, go ahead.
I was also going to say Wakana made a hack called game.bbs.
That's what I was about to talk
about.
Yeah,
sorry.
I watched Dan play it on the channel. Mm-hmm. You can go back and find in our YouTube archives.
Now, aside from them, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, it's an interesting hack. Does a decent job of actually putting jump scares into a Mario hack.
Odd.
Yeah,
that's quite sad. Markiplier, are you hearing this?
The only other hack I remember that tried to be scary was the one I played years back, and I think it was just called the Hond or something. I don't remember too much about it, but I do remember it had some edgy stuff in there, dead Koopas and stuff, and Yoshis.
I mean, Brutal Mario had some dead Koopas and
stuff
like that, too.
I was about to say, is Brutal Mario technically a Mario creepypasta?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't even remember who made this hack, but it comes to mind sometimes, and I do remember playing it.
The problem is, like, these sort of, like, creepypastas and things like that are way more believable when you don't see them in motion. I mean, believable creepypasta, you know, opposite term. But they're more convincing, shall we say. The myth behind them seems better when you don't see them in motion and stuff. Like, because Mario World is not a great medium for something like that. You can make an atmospheric level, but you're not really going to make a creepy level, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not in the same way.
Like, creepypastas are funny because I was fascinated by them when I was younger, but as I've grown older, I just kind of became desensitized towards them.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can think of one that was vaguely, that worked out pretty well, was the whole Majora's Mask one, the whole Ben thing, if you guys know that one, the Ben Drown saga.
Like,
I think that worked because they had images to go along with it that seemed to show the game, you know, obviously you could tell because I was reading this when I was much older that he's probably modifying the game in some way, but
it was like the images looked good.
What was up?
It was like Game Genie codes, I think.
Yeah, probably. But it also helped that Majora's Mask is, by itself, a pretty creepy game. So the game was chosen well to go along with the story that he was trying to tell.
Yes.
So that one worked out pretty well, I think.
Like, honestly, when it comes to creepypastas, I kind of like a mix. I don't like them to really take themselves seriously and, like, preach themselves as the absolute truth. But at the same time, there has to be some believability in there. Like, if you're playing, like, a haunted Sonic game and all of a sudden, literally, Satan just pops out of the TV and starts, like, killing your entire family, that's when you start to lose me. But, like, if you've got, like, a creepypasta where, like, I don't know, just for an example, the protagonist being, like, stalked by a mysterious figure, and throughout the story we kind of get clues and learn how this figure is, it kind of puts more of an arc and a build-up to it, if that makes sense.
You mean when the 16-bit Mario starts crying hyper-realistic blood?
No.
Oh.
Like, again, if you're playing a game that you got off eBay, like, literally every creepypasta, like, most creepypastas ever, it's like, okay, I got a game off eBay, I put it in my game console, weird stuff started happening, but yeah. I thought nothing of it, it's okay. Then, like, more weird stuff starts happening. You get slightly suspicious, but even though it's, like, hyper-realistic blood everywhere, you're like,
Friend died. Played the game, and then he died.
My neighbor's cat was also found then, nailed to the wall.
Then I started having terrible nightmares, but I thought nothing of it. All of a sudden, Satan popped out of the screen, killed my entire family, and then dipped my head off.
Came out of my Pokemon Black cartridge.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, the format for many of them, is especially games-related ones, are very similar. Mysterious cartridge with some weird writing on it.
Similar formats. Did you ever see the Tales Doll archive website back in the olden days?
Oh, yeah.
God, I remember Tales Doll.
That's where the hyper-realistic blood came from, that whole thing, isn't it?
I think so, but, like, there was, like, this entire website of, like, Tales Doll fan stories where everyone would write their own Tales Doll story.
Can you feel the sunshine?
Tales Doll came out of our GameCube cartridge, Sonic R GameCube 64 cartridge, but then my friend started holding a Sonic plush and saying Shigeru Miyamoto backwards, and it banished the demon.
Miyamoto.
Wow.
Because the only thing that can banish Sonic is the power of Shigeru Miyamoto.
The power of Miyamoto compels you.
Some people that just, like, use Tales Doll as, like, the thinnest excuse to put their fanfiction on there. Tales Doll came out the thing, but then my Mega Man OC, Time Proto, appeared and shot Tales Doll.
Yeah, it's just as far as creepypastas go, like, again, when I was younger, I'd, like, read a creepypasta, like, thinking, could this possibly be real? Like, this is like a real mystery, we've got to uncover this, you know, that sort of thing. Like nowadays, when I, on the off chance I do listen to a creepypasta, it's more on like the urge of me wanting to get a good story out of it rather than just wanting to hear somebody trying to like pass something off as real and say like, oh, this is, don't ever do this, don't ever buy a black Pokemon game off eBay, like that sort of stuff. I just want to get a good story out of it.
I mean, what gets me is like some of the weakest creepypastas are some of the most famous ones. Because both Mario and Sonic EXE, especially Sonic EXE is just like a joke pasta pretty much. But like, Sonic EXE has so much attention and so famous. And you get like Mario versus Sonic EXE and all of that stuff. And it's like, really? Those two? Those are the best ones?
I don't think Sonic.exe was written as a joke, but I seriously don't get the hype behind it because
it's become a joke.
Yeah, it became like a joke and a meme.
It was written as a joke. That's its origin.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was made as a joke.
That's funny.
The game wasn't made as a joke. The game was made after the joke.
Alright.
Sometimes it's nice to pretend that it's like truth.
It was literally
stories.
A parody, and then it became
like with Polybius. There was a Angry Video Game Nerd is doing a Polybius episode, and
oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that was quite
incredible.
Good.
That was a wild ride. It started off as like a legit, you know, foray into it, but then
I thought that was one of his best, like, because he was kind of. Like, at the start, he was just... I'll not spoil anything.
The first episode, I was totally convinced, yeah.
Yeah, he was just kind of... You thought it was just, like, one of those... Morty's just doing it as James Rolfe kind of things, yeah?
And
he was very out of character, but, like, as the episode went on, like, you kind of see... Yeah, like a shift.
It.
And I think that was really, really good.
I can't stop playing this game! You could hear the fear in his voice.
I had to get up for a split sec, but you guys were talking about like the Polybius and stuff like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that like the sort of creepy games work too well because, especially if you can see them in the end.
It was cool how the website like just the rumor spawned on this one website, and it was a reputable website documenting old arcade games, and then just proliferated from there.
Yeah,
like,
I did read about it lately.
Literally just synthesized out of nothingness.
Yeah, like,
existed.
Personally, even though obviously I don't think Polybius is real by any stretch, but I actually do think that is an interesting urban legend, like given all like the history and the kind of context it uses to back itself up. Like, people always link it at MKUltra, and that's kind of like interesting. And that's what kind of makes Polybius a bit more, I wouldn't say grounded in reality, but it kind of makes it.
It is weird just that there are that many people that seem to remember it.
I think it probably was real, but I think that there's no way to prove it, because if it was real, there's no way they would be sloppy enough to let people like find out.
I don't think it is real by any stretch, but as I said, I think with the context the story uses and that all the use to kind of quote unquote back it up, I think it makes it a much more interesting case.
I honestly think it was real in some regard, but like obviously overhyped, but like I really don't think it's unlikely for them to like put like Sonic emitters in like a video game console or something and like see, oh yeah, what will that do? Considering the amount of other like involuntary experiments they were doing on people at the time.
I mean, might as well stop talking about creepypastas and talk about conspiracies.
I mean,
might as well.
Yeah, maybe a bit off topic, but like
that's fine.
There are plenty of like, especially in that era, there are plenty of like actual evidence things where they did involuntary experiments on civilians without them knowing.
That's what I was saying.
It honestly wouldn't surprise me if you did do something like that.
Well, that's what I was saying. It was like, even though I don't believe it was real, there's like the whole MKUltra thing that kind of puts that in context.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all really built around, and I think that's quite a good...
Because half the thing with Polybius, if I remember right, was that it was like, oh, it was this game that made people... You played it and eventually either they went and killed people or something like that. It was some sort of subliminal messaging in this game, but that nobody has record of it actually existing anywhere.
Turn them into super soldiers.
Yeah. So we'll see. Who knows if it's actually real or anything like that.
Well, actually...
Yeah, it would have been nice
actually,
if it was real.
I have Polybius EXE on my computer right now.
Well, yeah, because...
Oh,
and I love the fan games. They look pretty cool.
And it's haunted by Five Nights at Sonic.
Just brush it off. Like, if Satan comes out of your television, just don't worry about it. It's just a weird glitch. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I thought I would sleep it off, but he kept coming back.
He just won't go away.
I am the Lord of Darkness, and I am trapped inside your video games.
Speaking of Satan and video games, has anyone played Pearly Island?
Cuphead?
What's this?
Has anyone played
Which
Pearly
game?
Island?
I have not, but I
Wish
know the
Island?
Trick.
Oh,
I know the thing behind it.
I've seen it, and it's quite interesting.
I highly recommend, as impetus of Halloween game pick, Pony Island. That's my recommendation to SMWC.
I don't know what my game pick would be. Alien Isolation was pretty good. I didn't finish it, but it was a really tense game. Good atmosphere on that one. I don't usually play horror games.
Yeah, same. I'm not really a horror game.
Me neither.
Resident Evil 4 is fun.
I heard some good stuff about some of the Resident Evil titles, not so much the others.
The first one is pretty good. 4 is fantastic. And I think 7 is supposed to be really good too, but I've never played 7.
I can't really think off the top of my mind horror games I've played in my past. I think there is stuff I just can't really...
I mean, Pony Island isn't really a horror game, but it is like the closest you get to actually playing a creepypasta.
Alright.
Apparently I have Pony Island in my same list, so...
Should play it right now.
Not right now.
Yes, play it right now.
Nah.
How else are we going to get Satan on the podcast?
I mean,
I just have to get very close to the mic.
Actually, I do remember a good horror game I played recently. It's like really, really scary though, and I don't know if it's suitable for children and if I should talk about it on this podcast.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of this is kind of going to get a bit adult, but have you ever heard of a game called Bubsy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
The Bubsy 3D thing.
I played the Bubsy games recently and... Like,
I thought you were building up for something strange.
My favorite Bubsy game is the Bubsy 3D sequel. Which you can play for
that's
free.
It's a really good one.
Online.
Like, I think I said this on Discord earlier, but I played Bubsy 2, and I went into this musical themed level, and it was just kind of throwing me everywhere back and forth, and I was just like, where do I go?
Well, first off, I'm sorry you ever played Bubsy.
Thanks.
Well, actually, it's a little bit...
It was hyped for Bubsy for the Switch.
Bubsy 2 actually is haunted by an evil spirit. Back in the development time with Bubsy 2, developers absolutely hated Bubsy. They had Bubsy plushes hanging from the walls on ropes, like they were being hung. They had
impaled, ripped apart,
and all of the negative energy and darkness went into that game. And it creates an evil spirit that lives inside every single cartridge of Bubsy 2. And they say that if you say Bubsy backwards 3 times while playing Bubsy 2, then the evil eyeless spirit of Bubsy bleeding hyper-realistic blood from all of the orifices will come eat your soul and trap you within the world of Bubsy forever.
I mean, that sounded quite interesting until you said hyper-realistic blood, and now it kind of... After you mentioned
everything else sounded credible.
I'm saying the hyper-realistic blood kind of made me, you know, a bit too spooked. I'm a bit too spooked to do this ritual now.
Well, I'm gonna have to inform one of my friends on another server about this because he's played it. He needs to exercise himself.
I'm all good with, like, evil demons and, like, the literal Lord of Darkness, but hyper-realistic blood, no, like, you just...
No, that's one step too far.
It's a Christian
podcast, after all.
Did anyone want to play the Saw hack? There's, like, a Mario hack that's, like, a Saw-themed Mario hack, I think.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
That sounds actually familiar.
That was by KC and Four Swords 4, wasn't it? I think.
How recent is this?
Not sure.
It's over 5 years.
Oh.
I would say.
It rings a bell, but I'm not too sure.
Jigsaw something.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Yeah.
Let
me see. I wonder if it's still on the site.
It might have been when I was fixing tags a few months back. Like, I went through the hack section and fixed a bunch of tags and I saw some.
Jigsaw's Test there. By KC and Four Swords 4.
That might have been when I saw it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, wow. It was released, the first demo was released in 2008.
Oh, wow. FP-Zero.
So, wow.
For the outro of this episode, we need to do Sonic EXE versus Mario Epic Rap Battles of Creepypasta.
Oh, please.
Please.
I wouldn't recommend.
No.
Please.
The holiday spirit.
It's amazing.
Is Sonic.exe versus the Tails doll? Versus.
My god.
Versus, like, the Lavender Town theme playing backwards.
This is great because the Mario in this rap battle has nothing to do with the hack, but it's in all caps and based on the hack still. it's amazing.
The Pokemon creepypasta is, like, not often most really bad. Like, a lot of them just go back to, like, the Lavender Town theme playing backwards, and that's, like, another conspiracy, by the way, where people said that in the very original Pokemon
if you listen to the Lavender Town theme while playing Bubsy, Bubsy will appear inside your Pokemon game and is catchable. But it'll always have the move Requiem of Suffering, which can't be deleted by the move deleter, and you can't learn the other moves over it. And if you use it during the game, it'll steal your soul and erase all of your game data.
Can I transfer demonic Bubsy to Pokemon Sun and Moon?
Yes.
Nice.
If you put him in Pokemon Bank, he steals your credit card information.
If you try to use it in an online battle, the FBI will come to your house and arrest you.
Oh. I mean, I live in Britain, so I haven't really got the FBI to worry about. I mean, I've got like the MI5 and stuff like that, but is it just the FBI or is it like a global conspiracy?
It's just the FBI everywhere.
It's actually the Illuminati.
Well, the FBI are controlled by the Illuminati, and the Illuminati are everywhere. So,
but that's like the topic of today, isn't it? Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Actually, our topic of today is shitposting. So,
oh dang.
Well, we've
wasted an hour.
It's mostly just me shitposting. Well, yeah. Did you know if you waste an hour on a podcast, the spirit of podcasters wasted will come to you?
At least you're on Halloween, though, so we're clear.
Well, I guess this is the last podcast, wasn't it?
It's got to be on Halloween Day. Which is ironic, because it's All Hallows Eve Day, but, you know.
So does anybody have anything more to talk about with the main... with spooky hacks and things like that? Or should we...
My repertoire is pretty anemic, unfortunately.
Then I think we'll probably wrap this up. Shorter podcast for once. That's amazing. Shorter by 10 minutes.
Golly, gee willikers.
Yeah.
And I didn't get interrupted once.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Evie, for being on the podcast.
No problem. And, I'd be happy to come on again sometime.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should definitely come back some point. The last thing was the music that was playing at the start and at the end is from Jurassic Park 2, Dark Jungle, and it was ported by GGamer77. And yeah, that's about it.
Additional thing, actually. I have a little giveaway here.
Oh.
I had two Marshadow codes, more Pokemon stuff, and I used one for myself, and I have one unscratched, pristine card here, straight from GameStop to you, potentially.
I promise I won't take it.
Express interest in the comments. It's only for North America, sadly, because region locking and whatnot, but
thanks
I can
again
scratch
for
it off. I can DM it to you, and you can receive your own mythical Pokemon if you so choose, but yeah.
Thanks a lot for that totally legit Marshadow you gave me a
yeah.
while back.
Oh yeah, that
I
too.
We don't speak of that. I want totally legit Marshadow to you.
Well, we can take it up in the DMs. That's where it all goes down. All right.
Don't tell
right.
Nintendo.
Yeah. That's it for me.
All right, well, thanks for listening, folks. We will be back in another 2 weeks or so. And, yeah, we'll see you again next time.
Until next time, folks.
Yep, have a good time.
Later. Try not to get eaten by a demon possessing your
Zest Zest. Stay safe on Halloween,
don't
babies.
Don't get eaten by the Zest demon. They say,
if
you say
uploaded
Zest
before
Zest
Halloween
in the mirror three times, then the spirit of Zest will come and make your life poorly emulated.
Have, yeah, and don't listen to
them
having
the emulation bugs in
IRL. Fade to black.
Stay safe, SMB Central Ghost.